TV note, a show has been canceled by CBS for the third time. It's the show called SWAT, which I've never seen.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So here's what happened. They canceled SWAT two seasons ago, and fans did an online campaign to get it saved. So they said, all right, bring it back. Then they canceled it after last season, and fans did another online social media campaign, and CBS brought it back.
Fine.
And now, for the third time, they have said, this is it. We are cutting SWAT.
I am embarrassed to say, somewhat embarrassed to say, that I know nothing about the new iteration of SWAT. Who's the main face of it?
I need to look on that. It's a guy I had heard of.
Isn't he that really good-looking black dude?
Yes.
I can't remember his name.
He's a really good-looking black guy.
Yeah.
I know that. Yeah, you're exactly right.
I don't think we should be saying this.
I forget. Is it Shamar?
Shamar
Moore?
Moore, that's right, yeah.
He's a really good-looking black guy named Shamar Moore. Ripped. His abs are ripped.
Uh-huh. I don't know much about SWAT, but you're usually covered up in like bulletproof vests.
Well, I've got him in my phone because I want his abs.
He's got one that's see-through so you can see his abs.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
New technology. It's SWAT.
Who's the guy?
Where's your Kevlar?
This is my Kevlar.
What?
Bullets bounce off this watch.
That's right.
Shamar, you can't. You're crazy, Shamar.
There was another guy.
The S in SWAT stands for Shamar.
Shamar.
Whip that ass.
Yeah. He ripped that ass. That is a great-looking black guy, and he's led the show for several seasons.
Well, if the fan support is that popular, I could certainly see it moving to a streaming platform. Hulu could pick it up, right? Or Paramount Plus?
Well, see, Paramount Plus shows it.
It's under the CBS umbrella.
Under the CBS umbrella. They have eight seasons, two times it's been saved, and they have eight episodes left that you can continue to watch. But already an online campaign has been, and CBS says, no.
We are not bringing back Shamar and his abs.
Not this time. Who was the guy you were telling me about the other day? You sent me an article on him, and also a great-looking black guy on a different show. And he has
the Bridgerton guy.
Yes, and that guy.
I don't even know his name. He's got three names.
Oh,
and they sound
God.
European. He might be from England.
That guy is in such great shape, and he has three different gyms. That's why Chris Demps sent me his article.
Oh yeah. He's more obsessed than you about his body.
He has three different gyms. And I thought, I've got
to. But look
at
his payoff.
Oh, my God. The payoff.
The Bridgerton dude.
Was unbelievable. The payoff was so good. Because his abs were so good and his muscles. I mean, these are two great looking black guys. And they're both in my phone. And
under GLBGs?
Yeah. That's a
GLBG1.
That's a
great looking black guy.
GLBG1A. I mean, and Chris Tim said,
I can't rank them.
Right. And Chris Tim said, are you as committed as this guy? He goes to three different gyms. And I got to add a gym. I got to add another gym. Chris, you're talking about Shamar Moore. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. How y'all doing today, man? P1 from day one.
Thank you.
Hey, look, man, my nephew is, he does a cornhole. I don't know. He's a somewhat professional cornhole thrower, gamer, you know. Mm-hmm. And Shamar Moore, that guy y'all talking about in SWAT, him and my nephew stays out there with him and hangs out with him in California when he goes to California and does those cornhole tournament things. And Shamar Moore called his mama, my sister-in-law, and wished her a happy birthday in January. They're real good friends. He's the nicest fella, man, you'll ever meet in your life. And my wife would never leave me but for one man. That's that man right there.
Understandable.
It would be. If my wife left me for Shamar Moore, I'd be like, good luck. Hey, I mean, I can't blame you. Tip of the cap.
He's got three gyms.
He's been. He's got eight seasons under his belt on that show. He's got abs to die.
And a
cornhole player to boot.
If a cornholer needs a place to crash in Southern Cal, call Shamar.
Call Shamar Moore. He's not going to be making SWAT anymore. Thank you, Chris. That is great to hear that he's such a good guy. Chris Tim was saying that Shamar Moore and the guy from Bridgerton, and we're like the gym guy who's like,
everything you got.
Everything you got.
Here we go. Come on. Push it out. Everything you got.
I have a friend of mine who goes
That's my impression of you at the gym.
Everything you got. Everything you got.
Because you want everyone to succeed.
I'm running a mile today. It's the benchmark mile. And I did it 8 weeks ago, and I'm trying to beat it today. But I'm under the weather. So it's like,
and you're in a very negative headspace.
A terrible headspace. So can I use that
to fuel your
hate
anger?
And anger to fuel me, or am I going to cower away from it? I've even thought about skipping today. But
not
something I would do.
What if you slipped and stumbled and fell off the treadmill?
I just was talking to a guy, a friend of mine named Brian, who said he was at Planet Fitness probably 10 years ago. And he happened to be working out next to a guy who played offensive line for, at that time, the Washington Redskins. And I forget the guy's name, but they were on the treadmill together and they were jogging lightly. And the guy from the Redskins, he said, you know, he looked like a Redskins player. Obviously, he's a lineman. He's huge. He's got big muscles. So after a few minutes, they had known each other. They'd seen each other in the gym a few times off season. And the Redskins player said to my friend Brian, "Hey, I'm getting ready to go bench press. Would you mind spotting me?" And Brian fell off the treadmill. And the next thing he remembers is like coming
what?
To. Yeah. And the, you know, a hazy looking guy above him going, "Are you all right, man?" Because he literally fell off the treadmill.
How could you bench press an NFL player?
You can't.
Or spot?
I don't think you can spot. But
what is he going to lift? 400 pounds?
Yeah.
Everything he's got.
Here we go. Come on. Push it out. You ever think you got?
I love that.
That's the role of a spotter.
That's what the spotter does.
Everything you got.
You try to push it. I need somebody yelling at me today while on the treadmill to go faster and try to get it, give it everything.
Bieber, show you busy?
Can you fill in? I was going to have Biggie do it.
You might want to call Barry.
Barry pulled calf muscle.
That's right. Yeah, he's been limping on that the past couple days.
By the way, Barry's up in HR here, and I told Kristen, I witnessed the calf strain.
Oh, no.
Well, I heard it more than saw it. I was about 6 treadmills down, and suddenly I heard, "Ah!"
Oh, no. Man down?
And I saw Barry limping off, you know. And he goes, "I did it to myself. I didn't hydrate. That's the problem. You know, he didn't have enough water, which is also...
So a cramp that just sort of got out of control?
Cramp. He thought it was a cramp. I think it's a pulled muscle. Maybe. You know. So he's out for a little while. I think he'll be back, he says, later in the week. But it's getting slightly better, but cramp at first, he says.
You know, when we talk about athletes and health, we don't talk about NHL hockey very much, but Alexander Ovechkin is doing something, if you're in the hockey world, that it was deemed unthinkable. He's about to break Wayne Gretzky's goal scoring record for his career.
Yes.
Ovechkin broke his leg this season.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah.
Broke his leg. He missed, I think, 6 weeks with a broken leg and his back on the ice.
Back.
6 weeks!
Yeah, the hockey players are tougher than most.
They
In
are.
Fact, they're probably the toughest athlete. A hockey player, do you think? I mean,
That is their reputation. You know, they get hit in the head with a puck, you get stitched up, and the line is they don't miss a shift.
They'll lose a spleen and come back the next game. Mm-hmm. I mean, they literally are that good.
Teeth,
stitched,
blood,
all of it.
They just let you fight.
They do sometimes.
And they let you fight.
They will let you fight. They'll let you duke it out.
Yeah.
They used to, boy. I mean, it used to be even heavier fighting.
There used to be dudes out there with no helmets on.
That's true.
Yeah.
They got, they grandfathered those guys in with no helmets. I was thinking, do you think this will happen in the NFL? I think eventually all of them will have those protective pads over top of the helmet.
There's a name for the helmet. I can't remember the name.
Yeah. And you know, you see them in spring training or in training camp, but you see occasionally guys wearing them now.
A couple players on the Bills had them.
I saw Ram. I mean, about one or two on every team. Mm-hmm. When I'm watching closely, it's like, oh, he's got one of those helmet coverings. I'll bet you, I really believe within 10 to 15 years, more will have them than not. I think it'll probably remain optional. But I think I see
it going the other way. I don't see the rank and file football player putting them on.
I do. I think that the more we learn about concussions and the more, like, you know, this year it's 2 or 3 on each team or 1 or 2 on each team. I think in 5 years it's 10 on each team, and in 15 years it's more than half will be on it. But, you know.
Unless it's mandated, I don't see the players doing it.
Well, I also see that in the future, possibly, a mandate of wearing them if they continue to stress concussions like that. What do you think about the players being able in baseball to call, you know, to challenge the balls and strikes?
Don't like it.
I do
not like it.
Really? I do. I do like that.
Hit the button.